Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
So, I want you to listen to something. How much would this kind of perspective calm your nerves on a building project that has just gone tits up? Have a listen to this.
It's the oldest tale that, you know, we get really stuck on the end goal of what we're aiming for, what we're trying to achieve. And the beauty of them being in control of this build is that they have the freedom to adapt and change their plan according to the new situation.
That's very calming. Very, very calming. Harrison Gardner is a master craftsman who has helped a load of people find solutions in the new series on RTÉ. It's called Build Your Own Home. And it does exactly what it says on the tin. It actually starts on Wednesday at 9:35 on RTÉ One, and it's on the player. But I have Harrison, who has that lovely voice, on the line. Harrison, how are you?
Hi, Jen. I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Now, I called you a master craftsman there, but it sounds amazing. But what do you actually do? What does that mean?
Mostly, I just speak calmly to people while they're stressed out on a building site.
That is a big part of it. And it is a skill. I mean, would you say that is a huge part of what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I teach people how to build, of course, and that's a very important part of the job. But it's not the most difficult part of building a house. The most difficult part of building a house is believing that you can build a house, or that you're able to learn the things you need to learn to build a house. And so, yeah, it's true. A big part of the job is just reminding everyone that it's okay. And the whole point of being here is to build things and maybe fix things if we need to, and that there's nothing irreparable.
And expect the unexpected, would you say? I mean, things,
absolutely,
I would say, tend to not go to plan, right?
Of course, yeah, with everything in our life, right? But especially on a building site, especially when we're surrounded by 20 new decisions to make every day that we haven't done before. You know, that's a lot for people who haven't been in that situation before, and it's a lot for anyone to have to make 20 brand new decisions each day that they've never had to consider. And, you know, there's a lot at stake. There's a lot of money. There's a lot of time. There's a lot of energy and investment into these projects. And it's so important to stay calm throughout it and not give up and know that everything can be resolved.
Harrison, I'm not great at making decisions. I'm quite hasty. I don't read things or think things through. I tend to just go with my gut. Would I be terrible at building my own house?
No, not at all. You know, I really believe that building is a really instinctual thing to do. And the reason most people are scared of building is not because they don't have the instinct to do it, but because they've thought too much about it. They've thought about all the things that could potentially go wrong. They've thought about all the ways that it could be done better, or that someone else might do it better than them. No, Jen, I think you'd be amazing at it.
Thank you, Harrison. Thank you for saying that. You are really into sustainable building. Compared to other countries, how well is Ireland doing on that score?
Ireland's got a bit of catching up to do,
right,
compared to other countries. But again, you know, it's not something we need to desperately panic about. We can solve anything, and we can fix any problem that we create. You know, we just need to come at it with a mindset of change, that we're here to make things better, we're here to improve, and we're ready to admit all the ways that we aren't doing things so well, because that's the only way we're going to be able to step forward.
Can you tell us a bit about the different people you met and helped for the show?
Of course, yeah. I got to work with some really amazing owner builders this past year, all from different walks of life at different stages in life. You know, some were building their first home for themselves. Others were building their home to finally be free of their kids and their family and everything. And it might have been their last home that they were ever going to get to be in. But I was just so lucky to work with people who were really sincerely scared, but willing to feel the fear and build it anyway and work through all of these these ordeals that were going to come up every day, learning how to use new tools, learning a new language, like learning how to speak to an architect or an engineer or a contractor who was coming in to do their electrics. You know, there was so much going on for them, and they all did such an incredible job of dealing with those challenges and dealing with the sometimes upset that comes when things don't go the right way, or when a big pile of building materials, which is really just a big pile of cash, is getting rained on outside and you've got no way to move it inside. And, you know, it's nonstop drama on a building site when you're the only one there.
Totally. And I do find that scared and upset people make the best telly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but these are real people. Like, I mean, that's why we get so engrossed, because Irish people are inherently, we're really nosy people and we love watching this kind of stuff. I mean, but your childhood home was a build your own situation. Is that right?
Yeah, it was, you know, and I never realized how lucky I was until recently, that I grew up around a building site. I grew up with building materials and tools as my toys. And it's so instinctual, and it's such a feeling-based thing for me of how to build and how to put things together. The house that I grew up in, it never really got finished until I finished it when I was 18. But prior to that, it was always a construction site. We always had exposed stud walls that I would dip in and out of as a kid, and I remember having to jump across our deck leading to the front door because we didn't have the decking on yet. So I was jumping from joist to joist for at least a year. I feel really lucky now that I got those skills that are really, really such true life skills. They're things that I need today. They're things that I, now when I'm building my house for my family and my kids, that I'm so grateful that I grew up in that space, that I learned those skills.
And Harrison, if people are listening and they have this dream of building or doing work to their house, but they're just a little bit scared, I mean, have you any tips or advice for those people?
Yeah, absolutely. The first point is to acknowledge that not only you're scared and you don't have the skills yet, but that you can learn them. Humans are really good at learning things. We're made for it. We're made to get better at things and improve and solve problems. And then the second thing is to try and learn. And you would be amazed at how much you can learn in a very short amount of time when it comes to building and engineering and understanding how these buildings work. We have a not-for-profit that we've started called Common Knowledge, and we teach people how to build their own homes and how buildings work so that they can take those skills and they can take that new language and those ideas, and then those YouTube videos actually start to make sense. You know, those conversations they're having with a builder down at the pub actually starts to make sense once you learned a bit of a language and have an understanding of how a building works.
And away from the show, I mean, is that what you do for a living? Help people build homes? What is the day job?
Yeah, the day job is teaching people how to use tools, how buildings work and how structures work so that they can go and do it for themselves.
And I have a question for you. This isn't really for national radio, but I bought a scraper because I need to take a wallpaper off my kid's bedroom. Now, my husband is dreading me doing this because he says I'm going to make a balls of it. Have you any tips?
Yeah, take your time.
Okay.
And a little, it's tiny steps. Tiny steps. Don't try and scrape the whole wall at once. You know, just a few centimeters at a time, nice and gently, and it'll work perfectly.
I love what you said there, that humans, we can learn these things and we're adaptable and we can do it. But I've interviewed people in the past on this very show who have wired their house and learned from YouTube. Sometimes we put these limits on ourselves, don't we? I mean, I can take that wallpaper off that wall. And if you want to build, and then to the extent that if you want to build your own home, you can. I mean, can anybody do it, Harrison?
Of course, yeah. And we've been doing it forever.
Yeah. But we forget when we buy a new build.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd say it's just so rewarding to do what you do.
Yeah, I mean, it's rewarding for me to do what I do, but it's also rewarding for people to start to do what they can do, to start to learn what they can do. And it's a snowball. You know, I have to warn people from the outset that once you learn that you can build your own house, you start to question what other things in your life that you could do that you've been subcontracting out to now. And there's no doubt that we are kind of inherently creatures of luxury, and there wouldn't be many people building their own houses if we didn't have to. But the reality right now is that the options are getting slimmer for people in how to get a home, how to have some kind of security of shelter and somewhere to call it home. And the self-build option is just one more option that we need to put back on the table, and we need everyone to know that this is a possibility. It might not be for everyone, it's certainly not for everyone, but it's a possibility for the people who need it.
Absolutely. Gone are the days now where you have to get a man in because he never answers the phone because he's too busy, so you may as well do it yourself. Harrison,
absolutely.
I cannot wait to see the show. I think you're amazing. I love shows like this, so fair play. And best of luck with everything, okay?
Thanks so much, Jenna.
Thanks,
Appreciate
Harrison. Anytime. Bye-bye. There we go. That is Harrison Gardner, and you can check out Build Your Own Home. It's going to air on RTÉ One and the RTÉ Player. It's from Wednesday, the 26th of October, this Wednesday, 9:35 p.m. And you might just get inspired.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.